The Rio Del Times has been following the story of the Clark family and their experiences in the Humboldt County Probate Court, and I wanted to bring you a quick update. The earlier segments that give you all the background are available at theriodeltimes.com or on the Rio Del Times page on SoundCloud. The January 18th hearing was very brief. The attorney for Jeannie Clark, who is the estate administrator, and the attorney for Vicki Dillon, the sister who is petitioning to become a co-administrator for the sole purpose of selling herself the property, reported that they were working on a settlement agreement and they requested a continuation. Regine Clark, the sister who owns the mobile home and is currently homeless while this plays out in court, was unaware of any settlement agreement details. One of the major sticking points in the family fight has been the lack of any proof that Vicki or her son Jeremy could secure the financing needed to buy the 2.5-acre property. Jeannie has been asking for some kind of verification since the saga began. For anyone buying a property, getting a pre-qualification letter is standard practice, and it's often attached to the offer to purchase. You'd certainly hope that they provided some kind of documentation at this stage of the game, and definitely in any settlement talks. That should be step one. Why it hadn't been provided so far is intriguing. The statements of the attorney are simply accepted as true without any proof, and so far without much of a challenge from the other attorney. And that's been a problem in the insular network of attorneys who work in the courthouse. They don't advocate vigorously for their client if it means challenging another attorney in the network. It's a matter of playing along to get along, but it has real impacts on all of us. In any case, we won't know if they provided that verification or any other details until the next hearing on February 1st, so you'll have to check back for another update. There was another family before the judge on January 18th that was struggling to navigate the probate system by themselves. Two sisters working together to settle their mother's estate, which is likely not worth a lot of money because they're having to do this in pro per or without an attorney. There's no dispute over the estate, and the only question was about filing the right paperwork. But that's where it gets really tough for people. There's no guidance on what you need to file, or when, or how. The court website has a bunch of forms that are available, but you have to figure out which ones you need and how to complete them. And that is not easy for anyone who isn't doing this all the time. The judge told the sisters which of the many forms was needed, and they're going to go get that done and then come back at a later date. The Humboldt County Self-Help Law Center is available to residents, but only on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. for walk-in assistance. It's located in the county courthouse in room 310. They can assist with forms and process questions, which is incredibly helpful, but they can't give any legal advice. There's information available online at the court website, but it's up to you to do the research and know what you're looking for. And that should be a real concern for residents as the population is getting older and the state is expanding the ability to conserve people as fast as they can. So looking at the system that we have right now and how our elders and vulnerable adults are treated, how confident are you that their best interest will be protected through the court process? It's up to the families and loved ones to advocate loudly for them, because if not you, then who? The state makes it very difficult for families to be involved, and that's true whether we're talking about our children, or our sibling having a mental health crisis, or our parent with Alzheimer's. What happens in probate court touches all of us eventually. With the tremendous demands that are being put on the system at all levels, without the needed money and resources, it is going to be very hard to ensure personal rights are protected. Check back for another update on the Clark family and the probate court saga after the next hearing. And there will be lots more to come about the state expansion of conservatorships and related elder justice issues as well. In the meantime, Regine Clark remains homeless while the probate saga plays out. Thank you for listening. This is Sharon Wolf with the Rio Del Times reporting.